Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. And I'm glad to be able to continue to be with you after all these years, working on we're in our 13th year, moving towards November will be our anniversary. That'll be our 13th anniversary, and we still got a ways to go, though, but I think we're going to make it, and I hope you think you're going to make it, too. And one of the ways we help you with that is by introducing you to some really smart people, like our good friend Rick Maurer, who's with us right now. Rick and I have been talking about his ideas on change for over 8 years now, and Rick is the author of a number of books, including Why Don't You Want What I Want, which is a question I ask all the time. And then, of course, his classic Beyond the Wall of Resistance, which he's re-released recently, updated, and with all new stuff in it, and that's just out right now. He's our good friend. He's our change expert, Rick Maurer. Welcome back to the show.
Good to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Rick, you've been working on some statistics, some studies on the impact of change and the relative effectiveness and success of change in a number of organizations. What have you found?
Well, it's not good news. When I first started focusing on change management back in the middle 90s, the statistics showed that about 70% of organizational changes failed. And that's all kinds of, that's like new software systems.
Wow.
Merger integration. I mean, you name anything that's kind of an internal change inside a company.
So you're talking about individual change strategies or episodes. We're not talking about, you're talking micro stuff here, aren't you?
Well, no, I'm talking about the whole process. So let's say it's merger integration.
For one company.
For one company.
No, you're not talking about the industry. You're talking about for one company, for example.
When I say
micro, that's what I mean.
Oh, okay, yes.
Individual examples.
Yes, that's what I'm talking
about. And your 70% failure rate is based on that.
Exactly.
Wow.
So I was invited to rewrite Beyond the Wall of Resistance, or tweak it rather, and I thought, I wonder what the failure rate is today. So in 1995, failure rate was 70%.
Yeah.
Today, the failure rate is 70%.
Wow.
And the wow in that, I think, is over the last 15 years, virtually every manager in a company of any size has had training in change management.
Oh, yeah.
There have been tons of books. Organizations litter people's desks with the books on change
management. Well, look, and you know they've all listened to the conversations you and I've had on my radio
show.
Well, every one of them,
yeah.
Right?
That's right, yeah. And they go back and listen to them again.
Over and over, ad nauseum.
Yeah. But the thing is, I think that people know what to do. When I work with clients and I'll say, all right, so what should a leader do in this situation? They pretty much can tell me. So people know what to do. They don't need a new theory. They don't need more training.
But
they need to do something else, and that's what I've really been focusing on, is how come the failure rate is still so high.
So I have so many questions for you on this.
Yeah, okay.
Number one, if the change didn't work, maybe it wasn't applied right. It wasn't developed right. It wasn't installed right.
Right.
Maybe the change wasn't supposed to happen. Maybe it died a natural death, and we're all happy about that. Maybe it should have happened, it didn't, and the company failed. There are a lot of reasons. When I hear 70%, my first reaction is, well, that means 70% of businesses must fail. Of course, that doesn't necessarily be the case, because all changes that don't succeed don't take the company down.
Right, right.
But I'm thinking, and plus the fact you and I both know that almost that percentage, 60%, I mean 67%, the research that I've seen, 67% of us hate change. Individuals, we nobody likes. You know, 2/3 of us don't like change at all.
Yeah.
So that's the resistance, right?
Well, it is. Yeah. There's other resistance that we as leaders can put onto that to even make that statistic stronger. Why people don't like change
by doing a bad job of installing the change.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I mean, so the odds are against. If you think about it,
yeah.
When you think about the fact that, you know, humans are humans and we feel the way we do about change, and you know, I'm not the perfect manager, and maybe
right.
I've come up with an idea that's not the perfect idea, the odds are kind of against change, isn't it?
Yes, the odds are against change, sadly. But the and by the way, I think in that 70%, there are some ideas that should have failed. But I don't think whether it's a good idea or a bad idea is really the thing that determines whether a change is successful or not. I mean, we've seen products come to market that are successful, and you go,
yeah.
Who would buy that?
It should have died, but it didn't.
It didn't die.
So what you're saying is that an effective change agent had a bad idea.
Yeah, right. Yes, exactly that.
Small business owners are going through, they're being bombarded with pressures to change from social media, technology, the economy assault on their capital base, the government. Every time the government opens its mouth, it's something that makes us depressed. And so, you know, and these are all changes that are coming at us. How does a small, and these aren't even things that we would, these aren't even things we're initiating. These are things other people are telling us we should do.
Yeah.
And then you throw in the things that I'm looking at my business and I'm saying, okay, I think I need to change. I think we need to move in this direction.
Right.
You know, that's what I want to do. How do we deal with all this?
Well, there are actually four categories and I doubt that we have time to talk about all four today, but maybe in our next call.
Let's
get started. Well, one is what two guys, Jeff Pfeffer and Bob Sutton, called the knowing-doing gap. Knowing is K-N-O-W. And what they found in some research they did is that organizations tend to know a lot. I mean, the incredible base of knowledge, but that doesn't translate into action. And when I looked at their work, I thought that's true of change management, that people I work with in organizations often know a lot about what to do, like how you should get a change started. Yeah, they know they should get people involved in the process and blah, blah, blah. But then they don't do it. Or they'll get everybody involved, and then they turn down the lights and they show PowerPoint for 8 hours, and for the last 20 minutes say, do you have any questions? And that's involvement. And so one big thing to look at for any size business is, do you know what to do? You, as the leader, do you know how to lay change? And if the answer is yeah, and not only that, the other managers pretty much know how to do it, then you got to ask, are we doing it? Are we putting it into action? You know, it's like me on Saturday watching golf on TV and never buying clubs.
Right.
And thinking I'm a great golfer. I mean, I got to get out there on the driving range. I got to get out there and work at this.
Rick, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Give us the website. Tell us how we can find the new book.
Sure. It's www.rickmaurer, and Maurer is maurer.com.
And the book is there?
The book is there.
The new book is there, so we can find the new book on Beyond the Wall of Resistance. We'll take a quick break. It's 20 after. We're going to come right back on this very important topic with our good friend Rick Maurer. After these messages, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for staying with me. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to check out my blog. Also, my newsletter is there. You can subscribe to that. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Articles, archives, Brain Trust members, and don't forget our poll question right on the homepage. All you got to do is go to the homepage. You don't have to go anywhere else. You can answer the poll, which is this week is on vacations. Are you taking a vacation? What do you think about that? And when you submit your answer, you'll see how the poll's going so far. Rick Maurer is our guest. He's the author of the brand new book, recently updated, Beyond the Wall of Resistance. And Rick, you were telling us, and by the way, give us that website again, please.
It's Rick Maurer. It's RickMaurer.com.
And they can find the book there, the new one. And can they get an autographed copy if they tell you they've heard about you from me?
They can. Yeah, there's a code to put in. It says discount code, but I don't have anything set up. Just put in Blassingame.
Yeah, just put my name in, and they get a discount?
Well, I can't. I would have to set that up. I'd be glad to set it up, but I don't have a way of doing it.
Well, work on that for us. But in the meantime, get us if they want an autographed copy, because you know they're going to want that. They've been listening to you all these years, Rick. Let's talk about these four. We're going to get started. We're going to come back and do all the ones we didn't get to. But these are four things that we know about change, that we've learned about change.
No.
Is that right?
No. The first one is knowing. Do you know how to lead change?
Right. But tell us what the four categories are again.
Okay. All right. One is.
Remind us what these are about.
Okay. They're the reasons I believe that most changes still fail.
Okay. And the first one is knowing.
Yeah, the people don't know how to lead change.
I got you.
But that's, oddly enough, that's not a major one. For mm-hmm. some people it is, and there's plenty of resources out there. I mean, I've written books, but other people have written books. There's good resources out there to learn to learn what to do. The second is, can you do it? Mm-hmm. In other words, we were talking on the break about, you know, the Tour de France and the World Cup and mm-hmm. you know, and all that. You know, so I could watch it for hours and hours, but can I do it? If somebody, when I go to baseball
games, what you're saying is talking about change seems to be pretty easy for a lot of people to do, but actually executing is different.
It's exactly
totally
right.
different.
So the second thing is,
it's a discipline then. It's something you have to learn.
Yes, it is. And what we do is we give people training, which is basically sitting back and maybe doing some assessments and a couple little role plays. And then the first thing that they do to practice is put them in the masters.
Right.
You know, and that's not a practice.
So you're saying just because you have a good idea, and just because you know it's the right idea, and just because you know how to do that idea, doesn't mean that you know how to install that change in your business.
That's exactly right.
So you need help with this.
You do, and there's lots of ways to learn how to practice. I mean, mm-hmm. we can learn from athletes, we can learn from musicians, that there's a discipline to it, and you can replicate that in the organization. And maybe in a call we can just focus on that someday.
Don't you think, though, that this is where people like you are important, Rick? Because I would think it'd be awfully hard for somebody who was completely, totally invested in the way we used to do business, because that's how we got us to the point. I mean, that was the paradigm that got us to the success we have now.
Right.
That same group can't then turn the knob and go in another direction on their own.
Well,
isn't that asking too much?
It's not asking too much, but it's important to ask exactly what you're asking, so that as a leader, I have to get honest and I have to look in the mirror and say, no, you know, I really don't want to change how I'm doing things.
Right.
Or that I do, and I realize I lack some skills, so what do I need to do to get over that?
I want to, and I know I must do this because I've got the vision. I see where the world is going. My people don't, but my people are resisting me.
Yes. Yep. And, yeah. So the first thing there is, do you know what to do? The second is, do you know, can you actually do it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, in a game situation.
Right.
Yeah. And then the third one is, and this really gets at the thing about the personal resistance that you talked about before, is hidden commitments. That we have a built-in, as a couple of authors refer to it, is we have a built-in immunity to change. And so we stick with things for, an example of this is a lot of people say, I want to get my life in order, I want to get in shape, I want to lose weight.
Right.
And very few people do it.
Right.
You know, and what these authors Bob Keegan and Lisa Leahy found out is that there's an immunity, almost like our regular immune system,
mm-hmm.
that we have competing goals. So one of the things you need to look at is, as a leader, is if we know what to do and we know how to do it and we're not doing it, maybe there's some other goal. Like, I'll look silly. Like, it'll seem touchy-feely.
Right.
Oh, you know, and that's working against us using what we know how to do.
All right, give us the fourth one, because that's how much time we got left.
Okay.
And I want you to come back another day, and we'll go into more detail with these.
The fourth one is context. And that's, you touched on that a little bit ago about kind of government oversight and government,
mm-hmm.
you know, as you referred to it as interference. But that's part of the context you work in. And sometimes we get a change in our head, and everything else blurs, and all we can think about is that change, and we forget that the economy is tanking,
mm-hmm.
we forget that we got new competitors down the street, that we've got new regulations or less regulations, and that context matters a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the,
so going through all these four points, Rick, is to me extreme evidence of why 70% of change fails, as you pointed out earlier.
Yeah.
We've run out of time, but will you come back and let's go into these a little bit more? I think we need some help with this.
Cool, that'd be fun.
Thank you, Rick. Give us a website quickly one more time.
www.rickmaurer.com.
Thanks, Rick. Good job.
Thanks.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.